The good news according to Mark from the first chapter. Mark begins this lesson introducing the good news of Jesus Christ by reminding us what the prophet Isaiah announced. See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Isaiah is talking about John the Baptist as the messenger who comes, but he is talking about us as those who will prepare the way of the Lord to make his paths straight. John tells us about the coming Messiah, the good news. Mark gives an overview of the book according to Mark's gospel, the story of Jesus and his life giving grace for all creation. The baptizer is instructing anyone coming near him as to what our requirements are and what we will be doing to make the path straight. Repentance and baptism are both the understanding of Mark. John makes it clear that he is not the Messiah, but only the messenger who declares to us that his baptism with water is all about our turning away from the sinful lives we live. The baptism of the one who comes after John will baptize with the Holy Spirit. The good news is the grace of God that comes to us brings us life. It is in the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, according to Matthew's text, that Jesus will come and bring salvation to all creation. This is good news indeed, that we should have life abundantly. John is a simple man who lives in the desert, eating locusts and wild honey, dressed in camel's hair and a leather belt wrapped around himself. He was born for this one task, to be a messenger to all creation. The kingdom of God has come near, and John points to him for the redemption of our sins. When the kingdom of God comes to us in Jesus Christ, we too are given life abundantly. Our Heavenly Father teaches us through the open gate of his Son, his only Son, Christ, Jesus Christ, that God has opened for us the path of salvation. We make the path straight by preparing the way of the Lord when we show kindness and love, when we give voice to the weak and the outcast. It is in our standing up for justice for those who cannot defend themselves that makes the path straight. Jesus comes to us, shows us the love of the Father, and sends us into the world to bring the good news to all people. Just as John the Baptizer was called to be a messenger to all people, so we are called to be the messenger today. We know that the Father loves creation and shows amazing grace to all by coming to us, bringing the kingdom to us, opening the gate that leads us back to the Father. It is in Jesus Christ that we see the love of God and are welcomed as we are to share in this life eternal with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God who loves us and opens the gate of salvation. The baptism of the Holy Spirit gives us life only because of the grace of the Father, our heavenly God. Remember, the Creator God loves you. God gives you life. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly God, when Jesus was baptized by John in the wilderness, you claimed him as your Son. Claim us as your children, inheritors of your glorious kingdom. Open for us the gate that leads us home to you in Jesus Christ. Amen.